unbelievably scary thing that happened in Huckabee Falls. The Huckabee Falls Trilogy, Book 2. Written by Adam Cease and read by Ryan Ireland. If you've picked up this book, which I assume you have, otherwise how are you even listening to this, then I'm sorry to tell you that this is a sequel. It's the sequel to the extremely weird thing that happened in Huckabee Falls, which of course was a spectacular book, written by the equally spectacular, devilishly handsome and stupendously modest author named me. But while that book was a masterpiece, who knows whether this one will be as good? In fact, I was against writing a sequel. But so many kids have written to me wanting to know what happened next in Huckabee Falls that I found myself crumbling under the pressure. So I have dusted off my typewriter and cleared off the mess on my desk, and I've started writing about another thing that happened in Huckabee Falls. Which is quite a coincidence, because something unbelievable just happened in Huckabee Falls. Something so unbelievable, I scarcely believe it myself. But the fact that I can scarcely believe what happened isn't the biggest problem I have. The biggest problem with writing a sequel is that some of the people who pick up the sequel have not read the first book. If you are one of those people, then I'd like to ask you what the blazes you think you're playing at. I think you should take a good, long, hard look at your reading habits. So, for those people, you know who you are, I'll summarize the first book, the extremely weird thing that happened in the extremely weird town of Huckabee Falls was by far the weirdest thing that had ever happened anywhere. It was the spread of normality. And Kip Kindle and his two best friends, Tobias Treachery and Symphony Chan, realized that they didn't want their town to become normal. Even though they once did. Because being weird turned out to be the best thing about their town. So they had to fight the evil thin man, Felonious Dark, and an evil, creepy scientist, whose name I can't remember, and her henchmen, who weren't so much evil as just paid to do a job. And I don't want to ruin anything here, but Kip, Tobias, and Symphony won, and... My brain has already turned to jelly, so if you want to know any more, then you'll just have to go and read the first book. I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What are you playing at? Addendum. My publisher has asked that I refrain from insulting and badgering listeners about their reading order habits, and that I should express the opinion that listeners can listen to books in any order they like. Which sounds just crazy, but I'm willing to be proven wrong, even though I've never been proven wrong before. Now, where was I? Oh yes, the next thing that happened in Huckabee Falls. Kip, Tobias, and Symphony, fresh from putting a stop to the extremely weird thing that happened in Huckabee Falls, were back in their normal lives.